This is the 2000 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Test A. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I'll start with a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there's an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I'll give each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You'll then have time to work out your answers. If you can't work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here's the practice question to show you what to do. I'll give the question twice, and you'll have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. What is 160 doubled? What is 160 doubled? Now put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Write in figures the number that is 5 less than 1,000. Write in figures the number that is 5 less than 1,000. Question 2. Look at the numbers. Add them together. Look at the numbers. Add them together. Question 3. Subtract 135 from 234. Subtract 135 from 234. Question 4. The probability of a train being on time is 0.8. What is the probability of the train not being on time? The probability of a train being on time is 0.8. What is the probability of the train not being on time? Question 5. Multiply 7.2 by 1,000. Multiply 7.2 by 1,000. Question 6. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 7. I face south. Then I turn through 90 degrees clockwise. Draw a ring round the direction I'm facing now. I face south. Then I turn through 90 degrees clockwise. Draw a ring round the direction I'm facing now. Question 8. 50% of a number is 21. What is the number? 50% of a number is 21. What is the number? Question 9. Look at the calculation. Use it to work out 18 multiplied by 7. Look at the calculation. Use it to work out 18 multiplied by 7. Question 10. A child runs so that he is always the same distance from a vertical pole in his garden. What shape path does he make? A child runs so that he is always the same distance from a vertical pole in his garden. What shape path does he make? Question 11. What is an approximate value of 51% of £26.22? What is an approximate value of 51% of £26.22? Question 12. What is 3/5 of £20? What is 3/5 of £20? Question 13. Look at the expression. When M is 9, what is the value of the expression? Look at the expression. When M is 9, what is the value of the expression? Question 14. What is 117 multiplied by 4? What is 117 multiplied by 4? Question 15. Look at the shape. What is its area? Look at the shape. What is its area? Question 16. Look at the equation. Solve it to find the value of y. Look at the equation. Solve it to find the value of y. Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. On one day, taxis leaving the station had either 1, 2, or 3 passengers. The graph shows how they were distributed. Approximately what percentage of taxis had 2 passengers? On one day, taxis leaving the station had either 1, 2, or 3 passengers. The graph shows how they were distributed. Approximately what percentage of taxis had 2 passengers? Question 18. Write 2/5 as a decimal. Write 2/5 as a decimal. Question 19. Multiply out the expression. Multiply out the expression. Question 20. I'm thinking of a quadrilateral. It has no right angles, and it has only one pair of parallel sides. What is the name of my quadrilateral? I'm thinking of a quadrilateral. It has no right angles, and it has only one pair of parallel sides. What is the name of my quadrilateral? Question 21. The nth term of a sequence is n plus 2 all squared. What is the value of the seventh term of the sequence? The nth term of a sequence is n plus 2 all squared. What is the value of the seventh term of the sequence? Next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. Look at the map. Use the scale to estimate how many meters it is from the post office to the library. Look at the map. Use the scale to estimate how many meters it is from the post office to the library. Question 23. Look at squares A and B. Shade square B so that it shows square A after it has been rotated 90 degrees in an anti-clockwise direction. Look at squares A and B. Shade square B so that it shows square A after it has been rotated 90 degrees in an anti-clockwise direction. Question 24. A 45-minute lesson ended at 10:20. What time did it start? A 45-minute lesson ended at 10:20. What time did it start? Question 25. The pie chart shows the numbers of different types of sweets in a bag. There are 8 mints in the bag. How many sweets are in the bag altogether? The pie chart shows the numbers of different types of sweets in a bag. There are 8 mints in the bag. How many sweets are in the bag altogether? Question 26. 25 graphic calculators cost £500. How much did each one cost? 25 graphic calculators cost £500. How much did each one cost? Question 27. What is the mean of the four numbers? What is the mean of the four numbers? Question 28. What is 2.5% of £10? What is 2.5% of £10? Question 29. I drive 3.5 kilometres in 5 minutes. What is my average speed in kilometres per hour? I drive 3.5 kilometres in 5 minutes. What is my average speed in kilometres per hour? Question 30. What is the square root of 9/16? What is the square root of 9/16? Put your pens down. The test is finished.